also, you don't have too many of, I mean, there are slides, but you won't be doing too many of them. So this is marriage and father's death. So this shloka says that the Jupiter in Lagna, Saturn, Mars, Sun and Mercury placed in second house. You're seeing that the Saturn, Mars, Sun combination has come up again with Mercury in second house. Father will die at the time of the person's marriage. How does this happen? Now the second house is the 8th from 7th house, right?
Rudra Bhava.
Huh?
7th house.
Is it?
Rudra Bhava, 7th house.
You don't have Rudra Bhava of houses. Rudra Bhava is only Ubi of the person. So our Rudra Bhava is only the 2nd and 8th house. Okay? House doesn't have Rudra Bhava. Second house is representing family and marriage. Okay? And second house, the house is also a Rudra Bhava. So there is a curse over there. That is what they are saying. The Saturn, Mars, Sun. There is a curse over there. And Mercury with three malefic planets is a curse in any Bhava. Have you noticed something that this Mercury is coming up for the third time with the destruction of seven bhavas, second bhavas concerned?
Mm-hmm.
You've noted. Now we have to make a note of that, what Mercury is doing over here. But why do you think that during the time of the marriage, the father will die? We can see that there is a curse in the second house. Alright? But why father?
Son.
Yeah, Sun, Mars, Saturn. So, Sun is destroyed. I mean, not just Sun and Saturn is a Pitri Dosh, but Sun with Mars and Saturn is also a Dosha. Mercury, to of course, will become like whoever he sits with. But why second house, which is family, is it just because...
6th house. Marriage can also be an expansion to the family. That is the role of the second house is coming into play.
Second house, yes, marriage comes into the play. It is 8th from 7th house, alright? 8th from 7th house, there is a curse, we can see. And where is that curse? There's a huge curse, but that is in the second house of family. That was somehow the link we've got. But why father specifically? It can say family member can die, either of parents can die. But why father?
You need son, not
6th from 9th.
It's the family tree. It moves from father to son.
Yeah, it is. There is two things. One, as he pointed out, there is the notion that sun is what is afflicted over here, not moon. And sun, he's saying, also represents lineage. So sun damage with relation to second house, which is family, and that is father. Moon is not over here damaged. Alright, the sun is damaged. You know what other charts people see? Moon is damaged. So it's a curse over there.
So instead of sun, if you have moon in the same similar combination, we can just split the same
thing. I don't know. I'm not very sure you can. I'm not very sure.
It's another MMB also situation.
No. No, it's a curse in the second house. There is no MMB.
There's no MMB. And we are not saying that Jupiter is locked because there are three.
Jupiter is locked because of all the... But it's not MMB. This is what I'm trying to tell you all. If Jupiter is locked, it's locked because of there is a curse in the second house. But there is no MMB over here. MMB is specifically that condition. It has to be that. Minimally. Minimally, you know, the two houses...
They have just because these three planets aspect the 12th house, which 8th house, which is the 12th for the father. That's where the father will die.
Yes, that is a very solid point. We've already got second house, right? We've already got second house, which is the 8th from the 7th. There is a link with, there is a curse in the family house. Second house is Kula. That much we've got. And this curse in the Kula is 8th from marriage, 8th from 7th house. This is point number 2. The curse in the Kula also has to do with an affliction on Surya and not Chandra. It's Surya which is very badly damaged over there. So anyway, the father is coming. And if you can say all the what he's saying, it is an additional point that it will afflict the 8th house, which is the 12th from the 9th.
Sabanji, isn't the Marana for the father the 2nd from the father, not the 12th?
Yeah, there's a Rudra Bhavas.
Either. Even 12 is a Marana for the father.
No. Rudra Bhavas for any person is the second house and eighth house.
Second.
We have lots of way to see death. The Maraka houses are second and seventh house. The second and seventh lord are Marakeshas. The Rudra Bhavas are second and eighth house. Alright. The 12th is a house of going away. 12th from any Bhava, especially 12th from moon that gets destroyed. So there are many different ways to see it. Okay. So it is not Rudra Bhava, it is the 12th house. 12th house is that which will go away for the father. So he's saying that it is also affecting the 8th house, which is further adding one more point for father. Not very strong.
The 9th house also.
That is. Yeah. So Rajesh, that is not a very strong thing, but it's a minor, you can say, point.
Why is Jupiter in your lover? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Had the Jupiter not been in Lagna, it would have affected, this combination would affect the native, because directly showing its Rudra Bhava.
No, it's in the second house. It is affecting the Kula. We've done many shlokas for that. There's no doubt about that. Throughout we've done many things, it is damaging the second house of family. But what we wanted to say that specifically why father, and she's asking why specifically Jupiter in Lagna. Why is Jupiter in Lagna?
Aspecting 9th house.
So that's good. Jupiter is aspecting 9th house is good. Mars is aspecting 9th house.
Mars is married.
Marriage is anyway there. It's 8 from the 7. Second house is 8 from the 7. I'm not too bothered with after marriage or the second house getting destroyed. What we are questioning is why specifically father? Okay, you can see, say that it is the Surya's affliction. The Surya's affliction in the second house is the strongest combination that goes for it. But still, then explain Jupiter in Lagna.
Some become head of family.
Sorry?
Son becomes head of family instead of father. Jupiter expands.
Oh, husband.
Maybe what he's trying to say is that despite the benefit of Jupiter, aspecting the ninth, this is so strong that even that will save you. So, even if the greatest benefit is on your side.
No, that is true. But this is being, but then they could have just given that to you. If they give just that yoga, that means we are not bothered with what are the planets are there anywhere else. Just this yoga is bad enough. Why is it specifically mentioning Guru and Lagna?
Maybe Guru, curse of the Guru?
No, Guru is not cursed. There's a curse of Mercury, which is to be relatives. There's a big curse in the second house of family. There is a big curse on second house of family. There is a Pitri, a father, affliction of father over there. Surya is badly afflicted. This too goes without saying. The marriage also we can... this thing, but why Jupiter?
Jupiter and Mercury is a father's relationship.
Is it 12 from Sun or
12 from?
Can I
12 from?
Sun.
Nana, what did you say? I didn't hear. 12 from Sun. So what if it's 12 from Sun? What is Jupiter doing out there? What is Jupiter's role in over there?
I can only say Cancer, 4th house, 4th is 8th from the 9th, 7th restricted to the 7th, restricted to the
4th.
So what if there's Saturn Drishti to the 4th? Sun is okay, father we can still get it because it's a curse.
Shadow house of Sun.
Shadow house of Sun.
2nd and 12th.
That is right, shadow house of Sun is 2nd and 12th. What are the other shadow houses of Sun? 6th and 8th. So the 8th would be the 9th house. So what we can see is that the 9th house is under total shadow. That's a very, very well taken point, Gaurav. Okay, so we are building up more things for the Surya. The 8th house from that, because Surya is over there, 8th house from that is the 9th house, which is the father's house. And the 9th house is under complete darkness. And Sun itself, which is a Naisargika Karaka for father, is under a severe curse with Saturn and Mars over there. Alright? And it is in the house of family. So father is going and the family is going, we get it. But I still don't understand what Jupiter is doing in the Lagna. He didn't have to mention anybody in Lagna. This combination to me is enough to explain.
But Jupiter is also in a way an indicator of good health. And if he's getting afflicted, it in turn affects the 9th house, which is the house of...
No, Here I would say Jupiter is aspecting 9th house. That's a good thing. Mm. And you can, somebody said despite Jupiter's aspect. Yes, Rosie.
Would you think be the time of marriage indicated by Jupiter on Mars?
No. You don't need the Jupiter out there for this. Mm. We are satisfied. Yeah.
I'm coming with a very wide suggestion. Yes, okay. I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. So we have Yama Yoga in the second house. Mm. The battle would be taking place forth from it in the fifth house.
No, that is only if there is Graha Yudha.
Only Graha Yudha. But
battle in fourth house only for Graha Yudha.
Jupiter is a Neshta Graha.
Mesha Rashi, we don't see it that way.
No, Mesha ascendant if we take for the natural 12th house is Pisces, Pisces. Huh? For Pisces is the 12th lord. Mm-hmm. I mean for Pisces, the Jupiter is the lord.
Yeah.
So Mesha Graha is...
In Lagna, so?
No, Mesha Graha is Jupiter. So, might be it is signifying...
Yeah. I've reached... No.
So Jupiter will rule two Rashis, right? Sagittarius and Pisces, right? So no matter what the lagan is, so you know if Jupiter, let's say, rules 7th and 10th, 7th then becomes Maraka, right? Or if it rules like 8th and 11th. So in most of the cases, you have like one bad house that Jupiter is ruling.
No, he is right, but I think it's more.
No, I don't know what you're
doing.
Jupiter and Lagna is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Madam, Jupiter represents Kala Chakra Rashi of 9.
So
can it have something to do?
Ninth Lord in Lagna is very good. What?
Could it have something to do with the trine? Because Jupiter is there, he's going to protect the native and protect the children because it's the time of marriage. Mm. So he cannot protect the father. I don't know.
Yes, that is true. But what I'm trying to say, it doesn't need to be there. I'm saying read the combination without the Guru in Lagna. Okay, it's a combination for father's death at the time of marriage. I don't need Jupiter there to clinch anything. Why is Jupiter there? There has to be a purpose, right?
There has to be a purpose. It's part of the shloka.
Yeah, so I'm not finding. I can fulfill the whole shloka without Guru's presence.
But you must be with Jupiter in Lagna, it happens. It's not
Lagna, it's also. Yeah, I don't need anybody in Lagna. This thing is fulfilling.
It's most benefit
situation. Is it that Jupiter is blocked by the. It is not completely blocked.
Oh, even if Jupiter is blocked, so what? Why do we need Jupiter there? Why is Jupiter coming into the configuration?
It's natural karaka for the second house. It's 12th from it, 12th from this malefic thing.
Yeah, Jupiter is a... Okay, Jupiter is a karaka for second house. It's a connection. And but if it is placed in Lagna, it is a very good placement.
But maybe this whole combination is destroying the Jupiter? Because it's second from it?
No, we don't see the karaka's placement from the house. We see the karaka's placement from Lagna. Jupiter's the karaka for second house is the only connection that I found out. So when we say a house is damaged, we say that the karaka is also damaged. But why will the karaka be damaged when it's placed in Lagna? This guru is in Digbala in Lagna.
But if father is the temporal planet for father is Jupiter. Because it's the ninth lord.
No, it's not good. Saturn and Mars in second house. Aspect on the ninth house as... Okay.
Mars is aspecting, yeah. No, there is no connection. There is absolutely no connection. We don't read temporal lordships and all this that way. There is no connection. If you are looking at the damage of the second house, yes, you would also look at the karaka. We can say that the karaka, if Jupiter is karaka of second house, that's the only thing. But Jupiter is not damaged in any way. But we can say that when we take the thing about the lagna being affected, there is something called a Shubha and a Ashubha Yoga on Lagna. Alright? It is giving Ashubha Yoga on Lagna. It is a very important thing. When the lagna is there, planets in second and 12th from it, gives it Shubha or Ashubha Yoga. So when it is giving Ashubha Yoga on Lagna, but if Guru is there, Guru also happens to be the Karaka of the second house, so it's providing Ashubha Yoga on Guru. Although Guru's placement in Lagna is absolutely fantastic because it's in Big Bala and it is very, very good. So the whole second house and its Karaka is damaged because of the Ashubha Yoga on Lagna.
Because it is built from the Karaka house?
No, because it is giving Ashubha Yoga on Lagna. There is something called Shubha Yoga and Ashubha Yoga. We don't call it Kartari where Lagna is concerned. There are many yogas for Lagna, but one very fundamental yoga is Shubha and Ashubha Yoga. Where you have malefics or benefits on 2 and 12, it will influence the Lagna, whether Lagna will be good or bad. Here in the Lagna, there is the Karaka of the second house. So Jupiter is the Karaka of the second house, is getting damaged because that curse is providing Ashubha Yoga on Lagna. That is why.
Why not mother, why father?
Because Surya, because Sun is and Sun is, they're totally damaged. With Mars and Saturn, Moon is not involved over here. So the second house, Surya and the Karaka of second house is damaged.
Jupiter is also ninth lord.
No. Ninth lord in Lagna is very good. Jupiter in Lagna is fantastic. All your arguments are totally wrong. Guru in Lagna is fantastic in for any chart.
But you told Guru, the Lagna Bhava is getting destroyed because of Ashubha Yoga. So Guru is also getting destroyed because of...
As Karaka of second house.
Yeah, as Karaka
of... Yeah, or second house, not as ninth lord. Because this can be in any chart.
There's another point. If you read down here, he's saying that new members are coming and soon will be created, the full house is welcome, but the curse is not. So maybe because Jupiter is also the Karaka for the fifth house, and is Karaka for children in a sense, so he's protecting that house, and so it's activating the curse.
No, it's a very simple combo, a very, very simple principle of Jyotish when studying houses. When a house is damaged, you see the house, you see the house lord, you see the Karaka. If the Karaka is damaged, you're gone. It's a very, very simple thing. You gave the right answer. It is Karaka. There's no other. That's too complicated what you're saying. It's a very simple explanation. Jupiter is Karaka. Where is Jupiter ninth lord over here? Where is Jupiter ninth lord?
It can be any lagna. Yes, in lagna. Okay. Yeah. It can be any lagna.
Of course it is any lagna. And we are not seeing as fully as damaged. We are seeing the second house is damaged. No, I'm Pisces Lagna. If I have this combination, then explain it to me. We are looking at the damage of the second. It's a very simple principle. A house is thoroughly damaged. The Naisargik, it's a family, is a Kulasthana. The Kula or the family is damaged. And who is damaged in the Kula? Because Surya is over there, who's a Naisargik, a Karaka of a father. Alright, you take this. You don't take temporal, this, that. We deal with Naisargika Karakas. Naisargika Karaka is over here. Naisargika Karaka is under very bad curse of Yama Yoga, Pitridosh, everything. It is getting damaged thoroughly. Alright, and to top it all, the Karaka of the house, whose Guru, is also damaged because it is placed in Lagna. And therefore, because this yoga is in the second house, it is giving what is known as an Ashubha Yoga on the Lagna. So the Karaka is damaged because it is placed over there.
And the Sarvaniji, when it says the marriage triggers the delicate balance of this tower.
Yeah, marriage is triggers because this is second house, is also the eighth from the seventh. So when the seventh house is getting activated, then immediately the Rudra Bhava, the eighth, not Rudra Bhava, the eighth house from the seventh house is getting activated. Eighth house energy is getting activated. Pitri Karaka Lagna. I told you that we actually are not to go into these slides in detail. You are just to know the main slides, which you have to know. The main ones are all there in the first part. Second part, there are some important things on extra afflictions on Chandra for maternal death. A few hints on father's death is also there. That is the main thing that you need to remember. This is a Pitri Karaka Lagna. Sun conjoined a malefic planet. Or Sun under Papa Kartari Yoga. And seventh Bhava from Sun has malefic. These Papa Graha lead to father getting killed. Alright. Sun as the Karaka of father, see, it's a little bit of an explanation which Parashara has given us. that is Sun with malefic planet, or Sun in Papakartari Yoga, or the seventh from Sun having a malefic planet. This is very easy to understand. No complication?
Yes.
Okay. Here, a little bit more point, just see that, just to build it up. It is saying that where the sun is placed, that is known as the Pitri Karaka Lagna, and where the moon is placed is Matri Karaka Lagna. Even if that is the entire paternal lineage and the maternal lineage, it is just going a little bit step further. So Naisargika Karaka is what we see. And 212 bhavas are their sustenance. So the Karaka of the second house is in the 12th from it. So sustenance of the Pitri Karaka Lagna. So the Karaka is damaged basically. It's the same point. Karaka is damaged. Listen, don't forget, mostly I have seen students forget the basics of Jyotish. Because you forget the basics of Jyotish, you are all over the place. Whenever we study a Bhava analysis, you know, we see planets in Bhava. We see the Lord of the Bhava. And we see the Karaka of the Bhava. If these three things are damaged, or two of these things are damaged, then that Bhava is damaged. Okay? If you recall, this is very basic. Rahul, if you recall, kept on telling all about marriage. You have to see Shukra as Karaka for seventh house. This is very basic. If you don't do this, you can't go beyond. There's no point learning fancy techniques of other things if you can't do this.
Vidhi?
Yes.
With stepfathers and stepmothers, huh. Represented
as sun and moon? No, stepfathers and stepmothers, we have a different calculation. We see like from the, you know, there is an Upachaya house, we see from the 4th and the 9th. So the growth, we don't see it from sun and moon. So Pitri Kashta. Pitri Kashta is again sun in the 7th house, Mars in the 10th house and Rahu in the 12th house. Either father has hardly any life or lives with very great difficulty. Okay, that is because the ninth bhava is in third house from Pitri Karaka Surya. Okay, let's just put this out and this will help us understand. So you see what it is doing, nothing. You people are looking very shocked and confused and, you know, as if some great truth has been revealed. We did moon all this while. 2 days we tired ourselves. And today we specially did moon as the Karaka for mother. It is now talking about Surya as Karaka for father. That's all it is doing. And how damages and afflictions and curses on that as the Naisargika of Karaka of father can show suffering and death of the father. That is all that is doing. And it is extending that yes, not only do we see sun and moon as father and mother, but it is extending and we are seeing it as the entire Pitri lineage and the Matri lineage. Can you tell me the placement? Sun in 7th, right?
Mars in 10th.
Mars in 10th.
Rahu in 12th.
And Rahu in 12th. Okay. It says that a father either doesn't live long or it has a lot of suffering. Why is it saying? First point is saying that the ninth house is third. So this whole study is from the Karaka. Mariela, you're following?
Yeah,
the whole study is from the Karaka. So it is saying that the ninth house then becomes the third from the Karaka. The third house is not a good house. Right? We see death from that. Mars is based in the 10th house, which is Rudra Bhava.
Yes.
Justin?
Uh-huh.
Yes? 10th and 4th is Rudra Bhava. So Mars is placed in Rudra Bhava. Mm-hmm. Alright, you got it? And they said Rahu is in the 4th. Because the 4th house is the house of cure. The 4th house is the house of cure. The house where the doctor sits. The house of mother. Why is the mother and the doctor both sitting in the 4th house? Is the house of cure. We don't want malefics in 4th houses. So if you take this as the Lagna, you have Mangal sitting in the Rudra Bhava. And you have Rahu sitting in the house of cure. So even if the father is alive, the father is going to be suffering a lot. Definitely suffering where health is concerned. This is what it is showing. And the very fact that the Karaka, Naisargika Karaka, is not well placed, because it is third from the Naisargika Karaka, that is an added worse thing. Like for example, when you are seeing childbirth, seeing Jupiter's placement is very, very important. How Jupiter is. I have a chart where this person has not, you know, I mean, she's not married and so she's not had any children. She has Saturn and Mars in the fifth and, you know, Jupiter with Rahu in the third. Alright. So it is Simha Lagna. So look at this, how a house is damaged. I'll give you an example. It is a Simha Lagna chart with Yama Yoga in the fifth house, Saturn and Mars in the fifth house. Right? Girls over there, take the fifth lord, that is Jupiter, that is with Rahu in Marana Karakasthana. Take the Karaka of the fifth house, again Jupiter, it's in the third house in Marana Karakasthana with Rahu. Totally damaged. Totally squashed. She couldn't even marry, forget coming to having here and having a child. Complete and complete blockage. So never forget the Karaka. When you learn Karaka, this will be drilled into you. You people do fancy analysis, but you forget all this. So this too is bad for the ninth house, but also that this is badly placed from the Karaka itself. And we've learned that anyway, the seventh house placement of Surya is not very good. So normally, yes, normally you would have thought, oh, Mars and Digbala, how nice. Mars and Digbala is nice, but it is in the Rudra Bhava to the ninth house, I mean to the father. Yeah.
Then my question is, why Karaka is bad in 11th from its natural position?
No, the house is placed in 3rd from the Karaka.
So why it's bad?
3rd house is not good, it's a house of death. Yeah. Okay. Mars has Smaraka Dakshina. If Mars is in the 10th house, we already have Mars in the 10th house. If it is in an enemy sign, the native's father should die very soon. So constantly we are seeing the placement of Mangal in 10th house is not good for father. So next time you get excited that Mars is in Digbala, just know it's not good. And here it is saying not just father, but since it's a Rudra Bhava for 9th house, father, guru and boss will equally be affected. Right? And it will occur in the dashas of the time. And there will be some sort of a violence because Mangal is placed there. It is telling you about the Rudra Bhava of the 9th. Rudra Bhava to father. That is what it is talking about, all of this. A malefic, no worse than Mars, can be placed over there. So we also have something, you know, that's why they say Mars in the 10th house. We have this little sutra that we are taught in sometime, somewhere in one of the pages. A Mars in 10th house is a very bad placement. And you always wondered why Mars in 10th house is bad, because it's in Digbala. So it says whenever Mars is in 10th house, you must worship Vishnu. Because why? Mars actually is a Karaka for Mrityu. Saturn is Ayush Karaka. It is not Karaka for death. Whereas Mars is a Karaka for death. Where death is, Vishnu doesn't come. He turns his face away. So, because Mars is over there, worshipping Vishnu in Mars, with Mars in the 10th house is one of the very strong remedies. If Vishnu is over there, Mars won't be able to be very, very death-like.
That's like
too
negative or for the
father? It is for the father. Mars and 10th house for the native is good in the sense of it is Mars is a big bala. But for the father it is very bad. We are talking about father only all throughout. Now again it's coming, got some more combination with the moon in the 6th house, which is Vistara Bhava, Saturn in Lagna, Mars in the 7th. We have done this combination, the native's father does not remain alive. This is the repeat of Shloka 34, Unmada causing 10th father's death. We've done this. Unmada, I'm repeating, you can check it later. It is the Unmada. It is the Unmada Yoga. That is because Saturn and Mars are both aspecting the 10th.
It just repeats it, huh?
Huh? Yes, yeah,
he's repeating. Yeah. Why is he repeating?
It does have shlokas repeated.
Oh.
It does have shlokas repeated.
But when a rishi repeats something, just...
No, that is true. But I don't think this is a case of rishi repeating, because this is a case, there are many times many repeated shlokas, because all the shlokas of Parashara have been put together. Oh. So like in the Puranas, you have repeated shlokas, this is one of those. We have a lot of Sun, Mars. We've had a lot of Yama Yoga energy today. That's why all of you got very pulled up. Anyway, very soon we will repeat the mantras for the remedies and we feel all charged. Again, some more of Surya. Surya having the drishti of Shani and Sun placed in a Navamsha owned by Mars. Father may have renounced family to become a monk or ascetic or may have died before the natives were. So it is saying that again the father going away. Whether the father is going away by death, whether the father is leaving the house, you know, parents can get divorced and sometimes it happens you never see the father. Father's just gone away. Or the father's become a sadhu and gone away. It can happen in India or anywhere else and you don't see the person. Again you see the play of Saturn and Mars. So the friction of Saturn and Mars on Surya, because Saturn on Surya is bad anyway, Saturn and Mars is evoking the Yama Yoga energy on Surya. Remember there is a relationship between Yama and Surya. Right? Yama is Surya's son. Okay? Remember that. This affliction is very strong. So they are giving another combination of Sun, Saturn, Mars, where they are saying if the Sun is aspected by Saturn, and in Navamsha, Sun is placed in Mars's Navamsha. So that is the influence of Mars and Saturn over there. Father can renounce the family or may die before the birth. Why?
I have this combination.
You have this combination.
Yeah, when my father, especially in my childhood, we never saw him. He was in politics. He was out 20 hours out of 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So she hardly saw her father. In here they are saying that the spouse, the asceticism, monkhood and celibacy can come in because Mars is ruler of celibacy. That's why. Okay. But the principal thing is over here is that her father, I don't think, was a monk. But the but the principal thing over here was that affliction of Mars and Saturn on Surya. That is the point you need to note. Different combinations. Okay, given Newton's chart. Let's take a look at this. In Newton's chart here we have, where is Surya? Yeah, Sun is in the third house. It is having a Rashi Drishti of Shani. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm giving this to you. If you don't know Rashi Drishti, don't know. Don't have to bother. Rashi Drishti, as I told you, is a permanent Drishti. So Saturn and with Ketu. Saturn with Ketu is a Shraddha Yoga. So Saturn is giving a pretty bad, death-inflicting Drishti on Surya. And in the Navamsha, Sun is in Maranakarak Sthana in Mangal Samsha. Okay? So the Yoga is complete. Purna Drishti and Saturn is having Graha and Rashi Drishti on Surya. Don't miss it. Newton was born prematurely on Christmas Day, posthumous son of an illiterate yeoman. Okay, he's a posthumous son. Very, very complete yoga. Have you noticed this? Why the yoga is complete to give this thing? No, don't give me the post-lunch look. It is because Saturn... Because Saturn, I get very tired repeating, Saturn is giving Graha Drishti and Rashi Drishti. Saturn is with Ketu in a Shraddha Yoga, which is a death-inflicting yoga. Sun is not only in the Amsa of Mangal, but is also in Maranakarak Sthana in Navamsha. So this is all pretty bad combination, apart from being perfect. You must see.
In the
Navamsha,
it was in 8th position or in the 12th?
No.
8th
position?
It was in 12th.
No. It's in the 12th house in Navamsha. I said Maranakarak Sthana. What are you seeing? It's in Maranakarak Sthana.
It is in 12th house, so it is in
Maranakarak.
This is a big Clinton's chart. Okay. Saturn is in Lagna. Where is Surya?
Second
house. So is there a drishti of Saturn?
No.
Why are you thinking so much? Yes or no?
No.
There is no drishti of Saturn of any kind, right?
No
drishti.
No drishti.
Right? In fact, it is second house. So this is zero drishti. What's about in the Navamsha? Navamsha, yes. Sun is in the Amsha of Mangal. That one part is there, the other part is not there. So what is it saying? Sun is in Leo, not aspected by Saturn. We can see that. However, Saturn and Mars have a Papa Kartari Yoga on Surya. And Sun is placed in Mars's Navamsha with Mangal, born 3 months after his father died. Okay, there is a, we are, I told you in the beginning, which I don't think any of you listened to me when I said that, that all these shlokas, are, a lot of them are talking about the affliction of Shani and Mangal on Surya, right? So here it is in a very damaging Papa Kartari Yoga.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Very damaging Papa Kartari Yoga, and it is in Mars's Navamsha conjoined Mars.
Yes.
So in that sense the yoga is complete. Yes. He was also born posthumous. Here it says malefic planets in 4th, 10th and 12th house, both parents die and often wanders in foreign lands. Okay. 4th, 10th and 12th house. So 4th and 10th house anyway is the Rudra Bhava of the father. 12th house is anyway one of the Rudra Bhavas of the mother, because mother is in 6th and 12th. And 4th house is, okay, but it's not talked about 6th over here. So it says that malefics in 4th and 10th kills father and malefics in 6th and 12th kills mother. That same point. And this can also mean adoption in foreign countries. That same principle of 4th and 10th. Nothing very deep inside this. Justin, don't confuse. Okay. Let's move forward.
Yes.
Nothing deep. You are trying to force deeper things where there isn't, and you are getting stuck in the charts. It is an application of something you have already heard.
Yes.
And they said that life is abroad because the 12th house is activated. When the 12th house is activated, then you can have a life abroad. Maybe we are adopted abroad, whatever. Then you have to, so they are saying is, the important point is this kind of combination is important for chart rectification of orphans. Yes, that the parents have died. Yes, and somebody from a foreign country has adopted. And listen. Oh, okay, okay. I know this child. Let me just tell you about this girl because I know her. This is actually, we used to stay, she must be a big girl now, she was a little girl. We used to stay in her mother's house when we went in Boulder. And the mother had about, she was an unmarried mother in America. I mean, how it is, they can tell you it is a custom over there. They adopt children even if they are not married and they can be mothers. So she was a single woman. She was a very trained acupuncturist. And she had actually cured Guruji of smoking. She was so good. She was specialized in the golden needles. So this lady, her mother, she has adopted 2 children. Both the children were adopted from the Southeast countries. She, Anne, was adopted from China. Okay. And her brother was adopted from Indonesia. She was an American lady. I mean, sort of a Caucasian. I mean, she was not South Asian. But she had a long, sort of, you can see a strong connection with the Southeast because she had been to China to study her golden needle thing and all those. So she's, you know, been to the country many times and had an affinity. So she signed up with the adoption agencies and she had a child from this girl, Anne. When she was born, the adoption agency or the hospital actually found her in the garbage dump. She was in the garbage dump. And they found the baby and they got her in the hospital, the whatever they got her in. And they said from the medical analysis, they said that she was already 2 to 4 days old. How she survived 2 to 4 days old, these things happen. Ladies have the yoga. 2 to 4 days old, they got the baby in, they took care of the baby and then they put up the baby with the adoption agency and it landed up with her mother. Okay, very intelligent girl. So when we were there, the mother told Guruji that I have only won this thing. I really want, you know, to, actually there's not even a birthday. We just have an approximate a few days given by the hospital, that's all. So I really want to get her chart. So you've heard of this Nashta Jatakam, which we do. Nashta Jatakam is there. It's a thing by which you can actually get the chart of a person where you don't have a chart. We took full days. I was there in about full days. There was nothing for 2 days from morning 9 o'clock to evening 5 o'clock but to do Anne's chart. Till we got the chart. It was done. It was, I think, one of the best full Nashta Jatakam cases I've seen. He's doing Nashtajatakam cases, but this is like where the dates are not known, and he just devoted 2 days because he was doing consultations when we were staying in the house, and we were doing consultations also from that house. So that 2 days he blocked off, and he did this for her because she was a hostess. We did this for her 2 days, just very, very formally we did it for her. And we got the chart. It was really, when it is being matched and corrected to what level, I can't tell you. So it is really one of those cases, and it is her chart, Annie, and there. Born in China, found in the road by the authorities, survived by sheer miracle of God. Truly, I mean, a newborn baby surviving in the garbage for 2 to 4 days. Based on the time of being found, information and prashna, we have reconstructed the chart. Malefic Saturn and Mars are in the 4th and 10th house, and Rahu is in the 12th house. Moon is in the 5th power. Shubhapati Jupiter in Lagna promises a good life in the US. She's got a very good life. Touch wood. Alright. So look at that. Saturn and Mars in the 4th and 10th axis. Alright. Father's thing is gone. The Rudra Bhava, total Yama Yoga is over there. Rahu also in the 12th. That is also not good for father. Now you see for the moon. Moon is in the 5th house. See the malefic in the 12th from the moon in the 4th. Destroys the 5th house, and malefic Saturn is placed over there. And you also have Rahu Ketu in the 6th 12th axis. It's a very, very complete thing. Very, very complete thing. And then of course, because the Guru in Lagna, she survived. That Guru in Lagna survived and is giving her a fantastic life. Very nice life. And such an intelligent girl, that Guru in Lagna. Now she must be big. When I saw her, she was, you know, much, much younger.
It's a single Guru, no other planet. That's what we were talking yesterday.
She had the Guru's blessing. Okay. This is Guru Chandala. These are things we've talked. So these are coming up in the slides. Rahu and Jupiter should conjoin in the 6th Bhava, Lagna or 4th house. Guru Chandala can operate in any house. Okay, but here we are again talking about those Pitri and Matri Maraka houses, the Rudra Bhavas of 4th and 9th. Okay, so Guru Chandala, if it is in the 6th or in the Lagna or in the 4th house. In Lagna, why? Because in Lagna, it will aspect the 5th and the 9th, isn't it? Hello? It will aspect the 5th and the 9th. In the 9th, it will definitely directly damage the father. In the 5th, Guru and Rahu have the same Vrishti. Guru and Rahu, for those of you who don't know, have full drishti on 5th and 9th houses. So anyway, damaging the 9th house, and in the 5th houses, anyway, if it is damaged, affecting the mother. Okay, 4th house also is directly given over there. Native does not see father beyond 23rd year. Does not see the father. Because your 4th house is damaged, your 9th house is damaged, alright, and it is saying 6th house also. Because why, if it is in 6th house? Because if it is in 6th house, it is damaging the 10th. Then the drishti is coming on the 10th, right? So if it is in 6th house, it is damaging the 10th. If it is in the 4th, it is damaging the 4th and the 10th and the 12th. So entirely the yogas, the places for father's death over here is complete. It is saying that the father need not die, but it will definitely separate you from father. The separation can be death or any other thing. And this combination has many more dangerous implications. Yes, Jupiter Rahu gives very dangerous implication. Jupiter Rahu is also a Manushya Hatya Yoga. Manushya Hatya Yoga for murder. Jupiter Rahu is a very, very evil combination in the chart. Manushya Hatya. Hatya. Yeah.
H-A-T-Y. Jupiter represents Jiva. Rahu represents those sex like killers.
Jupiter is Jiva and Rahu is the devil, whatever you can say. And Jupiter and Rahu, the yoga that it forms is called Guru Chandala. Guru Chandala is horrible. Similarly, Sun and Rahu causes Aditya Chandala. That is also very bad, that causes a Grahan. These two are very bad things. It can aspect many different parts of your life. When we see problems in a chart, it can be a marriage, it can be job. But if there's Guru Chandal or Aditya Chandal, it's very difficult. Then you have to do very strong remedies. Very, very strong remedies. Gayatri Mantra is a remedy for Aditya Chandala.
So this is again stressing on the Guru Chandala Yoga. I am not getting into this. All of you can see why the houses are affected. It is very clear to you now. If you don't get it on top of the head, if you just look into it, you'll get it. It's those same houses for affecting father. Guru Chandala is definitely death inflicting. It's a straight combination. Like you have Yama Yoga, it is a straight combination. Okay, here there is something interesting. It's a little bit of an extra for you. It's called the Parashara Rahu principle. Alright, Parashara has taught a very vital principle in this shloka that irrespective of where Jupiter and Rahu are conjoined or having mutual aspect, the planet that is hit is the sun. Okay, so Rahu looks at one graha but beats another graha. And it refers to act with other malefic planets, etc., etc. Rahu, Rashi Drishti, serious damage? Okay, fine. Basically, this is what it is saying. Rahu hits another graha. So when Rahu and Guru are somewhere giving you Guru Chandala Yoga, what is hit is Surya. And when Rahu and Surya are together, what is hit is Guru. So here, now this is a very important table that which you people know very well. We've done it so often. But it's a very, very important thing. We do it when Rahu is conjoined a graha, which is the planet it reflects, because we see the planet which is sixth in Vara Chakra from that.
Is that the same principle or a second principle to do what you
This think? Is the same principle. We are explaining that principle. Why is the Surya hit? What is the principle behind it? This principle we are telling you. We are not telling you. We can't tell all. This is a very important thing because Rahu is concerned. Why are we saying that when Rahu and Guru are conjoined, when there is a Guru Chandala, planet that is hit is Surya. Rahu is hitting another planet always. Because when you do the Vara Chakra, do you know what the Vara Chakra is? Vara Chakra is the natural weekly order of the planets. So the sixth planet will be hit. So if Rahu is with Jupiter, count the sixth planet from Jupiter in Vara Chakra. Because you are doing Jupiter Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I said Vara Chakra. Vara Chakra it is Guru, Shukra, Shani, Rahu, Ketu, Surya. Surya is the second, sixth planet, so Surya is getting hit. Now say if it is Rahu is with Venus, then from Venus what will be the sixth planet? Shukra, Shani, Rahu, Ketu, Surya, Chandra. Chandra is the sixth planet. This is the Vara Chakra. Alright. Now take Rahu with Saturn. What will be the count of the sixth planet in the Vara Chakra? Shani, Rahu, Ketu, Surya, Chandra, Mangal. Got it? Did you understand?
Yes.
Arnav, clear? You are looking puzzled.
Just came actually, watch me.
Oh, okay. We are saying a simple thing that whenever we talk about this Guru Chandala, we are saying Guru Chandala is a very serious yoga because it is a Manushya Hatya yoga, whether they are together or they are aspecting. And it does very serious damage, very dangerous implications, even in the father's not dying. Whenever Rahu is conjoined a planet, Rahu actually goes and hits another planet. So when Guru Chandala is there, what is being hit is Surya. The light is hit. That is why there is a Manushya Hatya that is shown over there. How do we get this thing that Surya is hit? We do it in the Vara Chakra. The sixth planet in the Vara Chakra is hit. For example, if Rahu is with Guru, the sixth planet is Surya. That is Guru, Shukra, Shani, Rahu, Ketu, Surya is the sixth planet. So that planet is hit. We did up to Saturn. Now, if you do Rahu, Rahu alone, you leave it. Rahu and Moon, if you want to do. Alright? Then Chandra, Mangal, Buddha, Buddha, Guru, Shukra and Shani. Saturn is hit. So like this, the sixth planet in Vara Chakra is hit over there. And depending on the planet that is hit, the natural Karakatva of that planet is getting affected. So say with Rahu and Jupiter, Surya is the sixth planet. It is an Aisarghika Karaka for father. So father is very strongly affected hit. If it is with Venus, it afflicts Moon, mother is hit. Get the point? If it is with Shani, the sixth planet is Mangal, brother is hit. Okay? In this manner, you can get the whole table. Are you clear?
Yes.
This is an important tool. This is from our parampara, we give this.
And when Rahu is affects Mercury.
It affects Mercury, yes. Because Mercury is the sixth planet from Rahu. So we take directly the sixth planet from Rahu. That's why we get Mercury. And have you seen there? Mercury is considered a karaka for family. So now do you understand? Because Mercury represents relatives, the gyati, what we call. So now do you understand why in all those second house damaged shlokas, Mercury was always present? Your aunts, uncles, everybody's, all the relatives.
And does this apply only when you have a conjunction, or can you do the aspects to see the house?
No, this is for conjunction. No, no, if the aspect is there together, both the aspects of all. Well, in the sense that Guru Chandal is, or Aditya Chandal is a very strong yoga. With the others, yes, you can. I suppose you can. I mean, in the sense that Rahu Moon yoga is also a very bad yoga. Alright, it is a Vijaya yoga, alright, over there. Shakti yoga. It is a bad yoga, but yes, you can see. You can try it out and see. But by itself in Rahu's with Jupiter or Rahu with Sun, it is a very bad yoga.
Rahu plus Ketu combination.
Rahu plus Ketu combination, what is the 6th is Jupiter. You got that, right?
That's in the specific picture.
Yeah. It is 6th in Jupiter. The Ketu, oh, Sun, Moon, Mars,
no, I got that.
Mercury.
I was just looking at the Rahu plus Ketu
combination. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The 6th planet is Jupiter. The 6th planet will always get hit. Rahu plus Ketu, 6th planet is getting hit, but Rahu will be with Ketu only in certain vargas. Like Siddhamsha and some certain planet, you know, D20. In these vargas, only Rahu and Ketu are together. Otherwise, Rahu and Ketu can never be together, right? They are in 7th from each other. And Rahu is always alone, so it hits the planet 6th from it, which is Mercury.
Because Virgos is more Trigona better, like...
6th from it is Mercury. You count? All of them are the 6th planet. We are following the 6th in the Bara Chakra. That is all. Not because it's Mula Trikona. Why will it affect its Mula Trikona? Because it is the 6th planet. The whole thing is the 6th planet in Bara Chakra. When Rahu is with Moon, it hits Saturn, but that is a lunar eclipse yoga also. Rahu with Mars is a Mithu yoga. It affects Rahu itself. 6th planet is Rahu itself. From Mangal comes the 6th planet. Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Rahu. It is Rahu itself, so it's a Mithu yoga. Okay? So in that sense, it hits yourself.
I think in the previous sessions also, it is in Guruji Pur, whichever planet is Rahu's place, damages are on the planet to be. But here it's happening reverse. Mars is, Rahu is with Mars. Rahu itself is getting this.
No, Ravi, you are not getting the point. This is a specific combination of... No, no. Don't do that. You have to listen to me. What I'm trying to say, because you always stick to your own point because you form some theories in your mind. It is a very, very solid principle of the parampara that we are giving over here. Don't try to do your own thing. It is over here the 6 from the Bara Chakra gets picked. Single line. That is what we are studying. There is no other than anything over there. This principle we use throughout, even in advanced Jyotish. Many times in giving remedies, etc., 6 from Bara Chakra, we see what the planet is which is getting hit. We do in many cases, in many principles, analysis and calculation of many things, 6 houses of planet. You people know the entire calculation of Brahma Dasha and all that you've used? It is a tool. You are not listening. The tool, a principle is being given to you, you are dragging something else. I'm telling you, this is the principle. The 6th from Bara Chakra. Whichever planet Rahu's conjoining, the 6th from the Bara Chakra of that planet gets hit. That is what we are talking about. Yeah. And it's a pretty important thing. That's why it's been given to you. And this is used throughout in many calculations and many things. In many dasha calculations, many things this thing comes in. Ketu kulasya unnati. Ketu naisarthika karaka. Ketu actually is not a karaka really for anything. But when people are concerned, jivatma is concerned, the only jivatma actually Ketu supports is the children. Ketu kulasya unnati is a jamini, so which means that Ketu is dedicated to progress and expand the lineage. That's why Ketu also gives marriage.
So if any person has, for example, from Mercury conjunction,
yes.
Then children will suffer.
Yes, yes, yes. What is it? Is Ketu, and mainly Ketu it is signifying a person in our lives, so children. These are signifying people. These are not signifying other things. All this is signifying people in our lives. Whether it's a servant, whether it's a father, whether it's a spouse, whether it's we ourselves, whether it's our children. They are all people who are involved in our lives who get affected.
It's interesting why Rahu is given self.
Rahu with Rahu you can't have. That's why it's given self. Where Rahu is given self? Here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rahu is given self here because Rahu is itself is afflicted. We are doing Rahu's conjunction with other planets. So Rahu is hitting itself over here.
So basically Mars is stronger than Rahu.
No, it is called Vijaya Yoga. Rahu and Mars is in a battle, it is called Vijaya Yoga. So if Mars wins over Rahu, always there is a battle. Whether Rahu wins over Mars or Mars wins over Rahu.
Do you know which one?
No, it depends on the degrees and the king. Huh? There is no rule about it.
I mean, assuming they
are
not
in the order, just to say. Yeah, you have to see the degrees of the planets. You have to see which is stronger. That's how you judge whether Mars is winning over or Rahu is winning over. If it wins over, it gives you Vijaya Yoga. Vijaya Yoga means victory. Yes, yes.
So Rahu has to be winning to give Vijaya
Yoga. Yeah, yeah. Winning Maniki. Rahu has to be more evil to have a stronger influence, not to give Vijaya Yoga. To do Kujastambhana. Rahu and Mars together, is it doing Kujastambhana or is it giving you Vijaya Yoga? It will do Kujastambhana and Rahu is more evil. If Rahu has more power to kill, you can't know just from that combination. No, you have to see everything in that chart, remember? So if you are seeing that, if Rahu is more evil and Rahu is winning over Mars in the combination, it is then Kujastambhana. What is Kujastambhana? Kuja is a name for Mars. Stambhana means to stun, to completely stop that. So it has completely stopped Mars, Kujastambhana. But in the case if Mars happens to get stronger, depending on the chart, if Mangal is stronger, Mangal will fight and stop Rahu. Then it's a Vijaya Yoga. Vijaya means victory. So Mars and Rahu can be either way. Mars and Rahu also is explosion yoga, explosive yoga, bomb yoga. Okay, it's a very tricky yoga over there, Mars Rahu. Not a very nice yoga actually. It is not nice. Mars and Rahu is very bad energy. So naturally Rahu is the sixth. So who is Rahu hitting? These are the planets Rahu is hitting, right, Aditya? So who is Rahu hitting? Itself, no?
Himself.
So that's why self is written over there.
It applies to the aspect also, not only connection.
But, no, I'm trying to understand this. If it's afflicting itself, then Mars is winning.
If it is afflicting itself, no. It can be either way. Because it hits a third planet, in case the third planet it's hitting is Rahu, because Rahu is in Vara Chakra, comes in the sixth, so it is hitting itself only. But in the actual way where the yoga works out, you have to see. In a Guru Chandal also, in the actual way, if the Guru is stronger, the Guru can win.
And you always see Amshapala, or do you see dignity as well?
You see everything, you see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a student who's Kumbha Lagna, has Jupiter and Rahu in Lagna. Okay, she's one of my Gemini students. Please, yeah. So difficult. Every one of them are talking with each other all the time. And just this repeating has done this to me. That's why we are wasting time also. Half the time, you know, they are not listening to half what I'm saying and I have to repeat the whole thing. So, she's Kumbha Lagna with Jupiter and Rahu in Lagna. Okay? Rahu is Swashetra in its own sign. Jupiter is Atma Karaka. So now, Guru is in Digbalam, being in Lagna. Very good placement. Guru is in Kumbha, which is a very good placement. Guru is Atma Karaka. So that means if the person also goes into her spiritual life, that is also very good. Guru becomes stronger because of all this. Rahu is not that bad because it's in its own sign, Lagnesha in own sign. So not that bad. So here in her case, the Guru Chandal was not an evil thing. She's a very, very spiritual person. very spiritual person, and she's fully into this. I mean, she would be sitting here with in PGSE 1 batch, but because she's coming for Gemini, she can't come twice. She can't get leave. Probably from 2017, she will be attending PGSE in one of the batches. She's part of PGSE 1. So the thing is that she's very, very spiritual. She doesn't have a Guru Chandal kind of a thing at all. But she said in her younger days, she did have a different kind of a life. Not very different, but did have a different kind of a life. So she's a South African. She's so involved. She lives in Cape Town. And she is so involved in the Gujarati temples over there. There is a lot of Gujaratis in Africa. All right. And there is a lot of Swaminarayan temples and all that. She goes to the temples every week. She's singing bhajans. She knows Hanuman Chalisa by heart. She's so much of an Indian in the sense she is one Westerner. I mean, there are many people who are as students who do Indian things like Freedom and Visti. This lady is an apparently Western lady if you see her in her behavior and everything. She's in her late 50s and all that. But you know, she is so Indian in heart and in spirit. And I told her once, she said that, yes, you know, I have been born here before. When she wears a sari, you can't believe it how Indian she looks. Very comfortable with the Indian way of life. She's not a Westerner who's doing Indian things. She's just very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. And of course, she has a fully spiritual life. She's fully into Jyotish, fully into all her temples, stuff. Very spiritual. So Jupiter, Atmakaraka, in Digbala, in Lagna, that also Kumbha Rashi, all that work. If she hadn't perhaps gone into such a spiritual line, that's why studying Vedas and Vedangas, and she was originally Kumbhila's student, long time ago. If she wasn't, perhaps maybe then the Rahu would have been stronger. See how Guru Chandal works.
But Didi, just asking, like, whether that Rahu-Jupiter combination Aquarius, whether it had any impact on the son, like something which is associated with the father.
With her son, I don't know whether she has children or not. I don't know, because you know, coming to think of it, in all these years I've never heard her talk about her children. So I don't know whether she has children, and she's not with a husband, I know that. Okay, so those things will be there. But what I'm saying, the damage of Guru Chandal is not there. Is not, no, not at all.
What would be the damage? It's destruction of karma. Right?
No, not just destruction of dharma. Guru Chandal is very tabby. Guru Chandal can be, this is a bimari with this class, you know. It's here, they're constantly, everybody's discussing. And then maybe in the middle you'll ask me a question. Guru, what I'm trying to tell you is these combinations, was the question you asked. These combinations, how they are working out. Guru Chandal is per se a very bad combination. It can lead even the native to do very bad things. Rahu completely destroys any significations of Jupiter. It can damage people, it can hit your father, it can make you do bad things also. It's not a good thing. But in this case, like in her case, okay, she has some problems in personal life. But because the Jupiter was in, because of this kind of a combination, she's come out of that. So similarly, if we say it is with Mars and Rahu, it, depending on the chart, you have to see how it is playing out. I'm constantly telling you, it is given to you. After that, you have to analyze it in the chart. These are all pretty deadly things out here.
Yeah, you mentioned it was
Manishya. Yeah. Guru Chandal is a bad combination. San Rahu is an eclipse yoga, it's bad. Yeah.
Small Rahu is also significant for foreign things.
Yeah. That is not what we are talking about here.
No, here in this scenario which you discussed, our spirituality means channel through a foreign religion.
It doesn't necessarily have to be. It is right what you are saying, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. She could have become spiritual in any path. By the fact that Guru is Atmakaraka and in Digbala and well placed, so she automatically went in, Atmakaraka self. She went in with her own efforts, she went into the spiritual direction. That is because it is Atmakaraka, it could have been in any religion.
Yeah, but
possibly you're right, because you have to see the power of both of them.
I showed you the entire combination how it has. But Guru Chandal is a very bad combination. It is not desirable in any chart. It is very bad. Believe me, it will affect some aspect of your life or the other. We don't want it. It can go, it can show many dangerous things.
But I think if we were to do the exercise we did for the Yama Yoga, doing crosses on the aspects, most of us will have this on some house.
Yeah, so but the conjunction is the most,
the conjunction, yes,
is the most damaging. Yeah. Is the most damaging. If Jupiter and Rahu is putting Kartari on a house, is acting as a Guru Chandala energy, well, that is there. But of course, conjunction is there. You have to see Guru and Rahu aspecting each other. Those are there. That is a Guru Chandala energy. But if it is together, actually, it is most powerful. This is just basic understanding of charts. Get the point? All of your questions are not really on the slides. I find all the questions are really on the basics of Jyotish, on how to analyze this and how to analyze that. This you will have to learn and do it by experience. My telling and repeating is not going to teach you anything. You will only, the more you use and the more you learn, you will understand that. For example, one more factor for Cindy, Jupiter in Dhanu. Why will Guru damage his own Rashi? Why will a planet damage his own Rashi? Remember you were saying Jupiter in Dhanu? Why? I said not only why will it damage the house where it's sitting in, especially if it is the type of that house, it will protect that house. And it is in its own Rashi, in its own sign. Why will it damage its own sign? It won't. See, these are little things which you must know. That's why this Rahu in Lagna, Lagnesha Rahu in it, Lord of the Lagna over there, will not be very damaging. Everything together you have to see. Alan Watts, we have a Guru Chandala, see, talking of Kumbha Rashi. It is there in Kumbha Rashi, but Guru and Jupiter and Rahu together. Alan Watts was a British philosopher, writer and speaker, best known as an interpreter and popularizer of Eastern philosophy for a Western audience. Alright? See, Jupiter in Kumbha, Jupiter in Kendra. So it's a very powerful Jupiter that we are seeing. In 38, at 23 years of age, he and his wife, Elena, left UK to live in America. Going away from father or birth religion occurred at 23 years. Here it was not death of father. Venus is a 12th lord. Foreign residence in Lagna shows the reason of going away. Yeah, this, what they are saying is that 12th lord Venus is in Lagna. 12th house shows anything foreign. Foreign residents. So these are combinations which are there. There are combinations between Lagna, 12th house and 11th house, which shows foreign residences and going away. So 12th lord in Lagna will show that the foreign residency or the influence is very strong. So they did go away in the sense that it said that it didn't affect the father, but it left the father and went to a different continent and settled down. So this is the way also it can show separation. That is what it's saying. He's from UK. They left everything and went away to a different culture and a different community and settled down over there. Rahu is also aspecting the 12th house. Here Rahu's 12th house aspect, Kaurav, comes into an effect, what you said. Because Rahu is aspecting 12th house also. So totally the 12th and the 12th lord is in Lagna. So the foreign aspect is very much highlighted. So they left. So 4th house placement is damaging father. But instead of maybe killing father, they went away. The foreign aspect got activated. They went away. Totally settled in a foreign country.
Maybe if you also see, Saturn is aspecting from the 8th on 2nd, which has already got Mercury, Sun and Mars. So to that extent, it can also be interpreted that the family life of that person who hampered in a certain manner, because he left his father.
Yeah, family life may have been hampered, definitely. So that's again a separation from father.
Yes.
It's a separation from father, but basically this is the way Guru Chandal acted. How it is acting, and it is in those days, see, it was much earlier, 1915 he was born. So nowadays going abroad and all that is a different thing. You have this student of ours who's from New Zealand, She's a student of mine in Germany. She was here in July. She left end of July and she was back here in the beginning of August to attend PJC to be with these guys. All the way from New Zealand, which is like traveling from America. It's very far away. If finance is not the issue, traveling really is not a big deal nowadays. But we are talking about 1915. He died in 73. It was a big deal for him. No? In those days, settling abroad means abroad. That means you didn't really have much connection. There is no internet, there is no mobile, there is no Skype. Going away is going away. Note these factors. And also physically you are not close by. You are not even by flight. If you are in a closer city, you can, it's a 1 hour, 2 hour flight, you can hop across and see parents. If you are so far away, you can come, you can't travel so much all the time to see your pair, see your family.
Guruji's mentioning here, I just saw in this chart, going away from father, or birth religion.
So in this case, going away father.
But in the previous, when you mentioned your student, she had a little lagna, and then she was not.
Yeah, but she was spiritual. See, what I'm saying
is,
but she hasn't really left her religion. I mean, most of these people don't leave their religion. They do both religions. Of course. In Serbia and all, we have so many people who are following all our Hindu customs and everything. But they are devout Christians as well. Very devout Christians. Serbians, there's Orthodox Church in the Slavic countries. She's from Africa. She's Cape Town. Most of these people follow their own religion. Sui is such a devout Vaishnavite, being in the Gorya. But she follows a Chinese religion also very devoutly. Nobody, you are thinking in the context of Islam. This is not conversion. They have adopted another religion as well. Look at Sui, she's so devoted to the Gorya Vaishnavism. She follows her Chinese traditional religion very much so. All our students from Serbia, Zoran, whoever it is, they are all very much your part. William and Eric and all these people, you know how they do pujas and yagyas all the time. They follow the Jewish things very much. They are not converts, none of them are. They have also adopted another religion.
It's another spiritual dimension.
Yeah, they've adopted. They do two spiritual things. Nobody leaves their own religion because they're spiritual. All the more they don't leave their own religion.
Yes.
Eric and Freedom do all their, those rituals of the Sabbath and all the Jewish festivals they do over there. At the same time, they're doing the Navratri, Yajna, and everything. They do everything. So constantly they're having a ritual. Slovenian, the Serbian, Zoran, and all of them. Fully, the Orthodox Church is so alive in the Slavic countries. You know, they have, it's more than the than Europe. So they have, all their feast days and the way they follow these, all the saints' days, their fasting days, they do all of that. And at the same time, they are they are involved in all this. They've learned meditation from Maharishi, they do the Maharishi meditation, they do mantras, which they are doing from our Jyotish thing, they do everything. So if you see their puja places, they have all kinds of gods over there. They're devoted to the Madonna. Their mothers also, Zoran's mothers totally does Mrityunjaya and yoga every day, but they're fully into that. She gifts us with so many pictures of Madonna and etc. from the thing. None of them are converts. The notion of conversion is not there in Hinduism. The notion of conversion is only in Islam. So here everybody, they all practice everything. This is we've done Allen words. Okay. Karaka, this is again repeating some of the points, huh? That Sun is the father to all beings, Moon is the, I think you can read this. It's basically they are saying the same thing, that Sun is the Karaka of the not only father but of the paternal lineage. Moon is the Karaka not only for mother but the maternal lineage. So if these planets are aspected by malefics, if they are in Papa Kattari Yoga, etc., it will cause evil to that life. And it is going a little bit further where it is saying that, well, it is actually Shiva and Parvati, you can say it is the Divine Mother and this, what we call the Sky Father and the Earth Mother. Shiva and Parvati are like the Sky Father and the Earth Mother. So of all living beings. So you can extend that explanation. You can read this. I don't need to go through this. Again, this is the same thing. Explaining the Pithvi Karaka Lagna to you. These last few slides are all stuff that you can read. Explaining that whenever we are looking at father, you can treat the son as Pithri Lagna. You can treat ninth house as Pithri Lagna. You can treat the Karaka as the Pithri Lagna also. Alright? I mean mother as Matri Lagna. That is why from son also they are saying benefits in sixth, eighth or fourth are bad without benefits, etc. It is an extension. So you can read this up. This is what it is explaining through this chart. You can take a look at it. If we take the Karaka Surya to be Pithri Lagna, we are saying that we must see the 4th, 6th and 8th houses, right? 6th and 8th houses anyway damaged. And they are saying is that the 4th and the 10th are also affected. So one house will give Raja Yoga and the other gives you Duryoga. We are not doing these slides. Similarly with Matri Karaka, it is there Matri Lagna, okay? So we can close this now, this is not that important. It is just explaining to you a little bit more how sun and moon are very important for us as Karakas. That's why all these things we learned about sun being afflicted and the damage, why it is showing the death of the father, why we are looking at those houses as Rudra Bhavas or death inflicting houses. Both from the sun and from the moon. So that not only our fourth and ninth house as Matri Lagnas and Pitri Lagnas, but the sun and the moon also as natural Karakas are Matri Karaka Lagna and Pitri Karaka Lagna. So houses from there, afflictions on them, will also show death and trouble to the natives. This is basically it, and you can look into it. Okay? So now do you take a tea break and we come and do the remedies. Photograph, yeah, take a tea break. We'll come back and do the photograph and then we go. Yeah, I'll call Guruji also.